John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you this day for the great and glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the word of God we have in our hands. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit to touch and move and change lives. And Lord, we ask that you would have your way in this service today. Give me a freedom and ease to speak that only you can give. And take the words, your words, touch people's hearts and lives. If there's a lost soul in the sound of my voice, I pray that soul would repent, believe, and be saved. I pray for every child of God that, Lord, we'd be wiser, more wary, more dedicated. Lord, we just pray you'd have your way in this service today. We commit it into your hands and ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to touch and use each person here. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. One thing I forgot, I wanted you to continue to pray for Bill Mallow, Debbie's father. He's in very difficult condition right now with leukemia and chemotherapy, and so he's got a lot of painful days and comforting days, and he's in dire straits. It could be close to death. They're hoping they can bring him through and bring him out, but anytime you've got something like this, you're in danger. So hold him up in prayer, and hold Debbie up in prayer and her family up in prayer. Ye are of your father the devil. I'd like to talk a little bit about the devil for just a minute. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. Now it describes him and gives you something about his character. It said he was a liar and the father of lies. He's a liar. Now I don't know about you. I don't know what you like and what you dislike. I don't like thieves. I've stolen some things, so I'm a thief. But I don't like thieves. You understand me? I don't like lying. Lying upsets me. My kids come back to me when I'm raising my kids, and they lie to me. That just waves a red flag in front of this old bull. I mean, I am going to get upset. You lie to me. I'm going to make you pay. I'll think about it. I'll pray over it. I'll take 2 weeks if I have to. I will make you pay. When I was teaching school, I would sometimes, you know, the rule was no gum. Well, some of you cannot see my lip, my teeth don't even show when I smile. See? You can't even see my teeth. I got a long upper lip. Now, some of you smile just goes right up there, you know, and you see, look at that. You see all those teeth and gums, the whole bit, you know? And some of you cannot chew and keep your mouth closed. You go. I'd look out in my class, and here's John Doe, and he's going. I say, John, put your gum in the trash can. I don't need a gum. See, I wasn't mad before. Just put your gum in the trash can. Right. Now I'm mad. Now it's a choice. It's a matter of wills. You're a liar, and I'm going to prove you're a liar. Spit it out in my hand. I don't like lying. I've done my best to make my word good to this church. I've done my best to make my word good to my wife. I've done my best to make my word good to my children. If I promise you something, I'll do my dead level best to finish it. I don't like liars. And yet we're all liars, aren't we? Anybody here never told a lie? You just told one. If you just said that, you just got guilty, boy. You just told one. We are liars, and our father, the devil, is the one that started it all with us. Now that is the basis of his character. I know some people that are very truthful. Praise God for them. They can confess that they're wrong. Some of you will give every excuse under the sun rather than say, I have sinned. I am wrong. That's not in your vocabulary. It's so difficult. And others of you will lie. You would rather lie than tell the truth when to tell the truth would be to your benefit. You are just such a natural, habitual liar. You're going to stretch something. It's going to be that fish you caught. It's not going to be this. It's going to be this big. And the ones that got away broke your pole. Not just the line, broke your pole. The devil is a liar. That is the basis of his character. The Bible says he was a murderer. A murderer. Who did he murder? The whole human race. Adam and Eve and all their followers. Cain and Abel, he was in there too. The devil is a liar. Now, I heard someone say, probably Brent this morning, that if you got this, knew something about a person, my daddy used to say, well, that fellow never gave me another wooden nickel, but somebody else will. He was a trusting man. He'd take you at your word. Well, you cheated him, he didn't take your word any longer. Well, I'm sort of that way. As long as you keep telling me the truth, when you tell me something, I'll believe it's the truth. But once I see you've lied to me, once I see you've cheated me, once I see it, am I going to trust you next week? Not on your life. You've already established you are a liar. I cannot trust you to tell me the truth if it'll hurt you. I cannot tell you to tell me the truth, even if it'd be good for me for you to tell me the truth, if it'd be something you think might hurt my feelings. Now, some of you are such social liars, it's a shame. All of us are social liars. Oh, that dress looks so good on you. Oh, that hairdo is so nice. Oh, your new blonde wig is just the most beautiful. Your toupee really makes you look 10 years younger. We're all social liars to a certain end. We don't want to hurt everybody. No, you actually look like, well, I'm going to tell you what you look like. Isn't that right? We're social liars. But when it comes down to a whole lot of things in life, I want to be known for truth, not lies. Some of you know me long enough to know that when I come out to your house or I have to come visit, you're going to tell something. I'm going to tell you what I believe is the truth. You know why? Because I work for the one that is the truth. I don't want a reputation as a liar. I don't want you to catch me in a lie this week and a lie next week and a lie a month down the line. You say, well, we can't trust Brother Lindell. He won't tell us the truth because he's afraid we'll fire him. He's afraid we'll cut his salary. He's afraid he'll hurt our feelings. We won't like him anymore and won't invite him to our parties. I believe in the truth because my God's truth. And my enemy is a liar. God's enemy is a liar. I don't want to get on his side on anything that I do. Very interesting statement here. I mean, this is a character statement. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now that's the character of the devil. He has been lying since the very first picture we see of him in the Bible. The very first picture, the devil is a liar. Let's take a look at God. Look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Wherein God, willing more abundantly, show unto the heirs of promise the immutability, and that's the unchangeableness. If it's immutable, it's unchangeable, of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. I mean, you got God's word, then God gives an oath to it too. That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Now I want you to think a minute what it's saying here. What is the character of God? Is he a liar? No. The character of the devil is a liar by definition, by scripture, by the words of Jesus. What is God like? God is the truth. And it says that by two immutable things, and I consider that God's character and God's word. Now, of course, anybody can swear, and people swear to lies every day. They swear to them. They sign affidavits to lies every day. So your word or your oath is no good if your character is not good. But here we have the character of God. What is the character of God? It's the truth. It says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we have a strong consolation. And I have a consolation. When I find what God's word says on something, I believe I've got the truth. I don't have to hunt any further. I've got my mind made up on so many things. Usually when I believe the number of things, my mind's already made up. I am not open-minded. Trash can's open-minded. You can dump anything into it. I'm not open-minded. I'm very closed-minded. I only accept certain things into my mind. I only accept certain things as truth. I only accept certain things as something I should follow or do. Because my mind's made up. I have read the book. I do know what it says. And I've read it on specific topics and areas and things. And I say, okay, my mind's made up. I'm not going that direction. Why? Because of what God said about it. And I figured if I've got God's word on anything, I've got the truth. Now, you know, that gives you a lot of authority. You don't speak with someone who's, I really don't know. Well, I really don't care. Well, nobody can know. Nobody can ever find out. No. I believe I've got the truth on so many things, and I believe you can have it too. If you go to God's word, and what kind of a God do we have? A God impossible for God to lie. A God that's impossible for him to lie. He can't tell you a lie. It's against his nature to lie. It's against his nature not to tell you the truth. And you know, sometimes the truth hurts. It does hurt. We don't always want the truth. But you know, if I go to my doctor and my doctor says, well, let's don't tell him he's going to die. Let's tell him he's going to live and he's going to keep going because we don't want to hurt his feelings and depress him. No, sir. If you think I got 2 days to live and I'm paying you good money to give that diagnosis, I want the 2 days. There might be something I want to do in those 2 days. Don't be lying to me. And I have been in on so many times in a hospital bed or a nursing home bed when the family member says, don't tell them the truth. And if that's your thinking, that's your business. But it's not my thinking. I'm going to tell people the truth and I'm going to stick with the truth and I want the truth told to me. Now, the kind of God I have is a God that's impossible for him to lie. Isn't that something? And we not only have his character on it, we have his word on it. But look, there's another verse over here. Look in Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. What is the character of God? Cannot lie. Bless your heart. Those two verses give me such great hope in the word that I have in my hands. Give me great hope in the gospel that I preach. Give me great hope in the truth that's been given to me down through the years and passed to me by good men. Praise God for that. Cannot lie. A God that cannot lie. Let's look at the two people I've described to you. Very simple. The devil's a liar. God cannot lie. The devil's a liar. God cannot lie. Now turn back to Genesis with me and we'll see the greatest lie that's ever been told. Maybe the most damaging lie that has ever been told. Genesis chapter 2 verse 17. In Genesis 2:17 we have the command of God. The God that cannot lie. God given his word. He gave it to Adam. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now that doesn't sound very sweet, does it? It wasn't pleasant for Adam to hear that. Here is a threat. A threat from the God who cannot lie. A threat from the God who is all truth. He says, if you eat of this one tree, now you can eat all these other trees. Every tree in this garden's yours. But I got one tree. Don't eat it. He didn't say don't touch it like Eve said. Adam might have told her that. He might have said, not only don't eat it, you just stay away from it. I've told my kids things like that. Something's going to be bad over here, well, just don't get there. Just don't go there, you know. Don't even go there and touch it. Don't go smell it. Don't go get invited by it. Stay away from some parties. Some of you young people are so stupid. You are just plain stupid. Because you go put yourself in a place of temptation, or you put yourself in a place where somebody's going to accuse you of doing the same things they're doing. There are people sitting in jail right now for years because they were in the wrong car at the wrong time. They were at the wrong party at the wrong time. They didn't partake, they didn't kill anybody, they didn't steal anything. They were with the group that did, and they're sitting in prison right now. You ought to use your head. There's some places you ought to run from like Joseph did. Remember old Joseph? He just left his coat. Forget it. You can have it. I'm out of here. That's what you ought to be. You ought to be out of here on a lot of places that you get invited to. Shouldn't stay. Now this is what God says. God says you can eat of everything in this garden. It's all yours. But there's one tree you don't eat of. Because the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. Now look at chapter 3 and verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. You shall not surely die. Who's telling the truth? God's telling the truth. Eve ought to believe God. You know what she did? She did what most of us do. She believed the devil. You know, one of your problems in your life, you've been believing the devil. When you're a young person, you believe the devil. You believe that walking for God or living for God's a miserable life. It isn't. It's a wonderful life.
Amen.
You think with the devil that all this illicit sex and all this sexual freedom we've come into in our generation and all this women's liberation and the pill and all those sorts of things, it's just freed us so that we can have this wonderful freedom and love. No. No. It's brought you down into disaster. It's brought this nation on the brink of ruin. It's brought venereal disease to epidemic proportions. It's brought unwed babies, unwed mothers and fatherless babies to be brought into this world all over the place and so many abortions. Here's some of these guys worried about baby whales and yet they're willing to kill baby children, kids, humans. World screwed up. Thinking is altogether off. Oh, what are you going to do, Mama, if you happen to have 5 babies or 6 babies or 21 babies? Feed them, clothe them, teach them, and train them. Do whatever God gives you to do. Thank God for them. You shall not surely die. You see, the devil is a liar. The very first picture we get of him, he takes God's word and he says it is not true. Brent was talking about it this morning. A lot of people tell that God's word's really not true. That's not really the word of God. I don't know what Eve thought. I don't know whether she believed Adam well enough or not. I don't know whether she had a stubborn day. I'm not sure what their problems were. But at any rate, she believed the devil and didn't believe God. And think what came of all of this. Did they die? Well, no. Well, they're alive. God comes walking in the cool of the day, and they're hiding themselves from God. They died spiritually that day. By the way, that's a worse death than physical death.
Yeah.
They had no contact with God. Before, they didn't know they were naked. Before, they didn't have any sin. Before, they didn't have any fear of God. They simply walked in His presence and pleasure as they would a loving father. But all of a sudden, something happened. You see, what God said was true. Now, Adam's physical death didn't happen for 930 years later. Doesn't tell us when Eve died, but she lived a long time bearing an awful lot of children. Adam didn't physically die for 930 years, but he did physically die. But he died spiritually the day he sinned against God. The day he didn't, by faith, believe God's word, and he took of that fruit himself. Now, I don't know whether Adam just loved Eve so much, didn't think God could make him another one. But Adam did not go into this blinded or stupid or deceived. He went into it with his eyes open. Eve was deceived. She believed what the devil said. Doesn't that make things so smart? How many times have you been reasoned against the word of God by one of your friends or one of your family or your own mind to think, well, that's really not true. It's really not going to happen that way. Surely, I must be understanding this wrong. And God's word is replaced by the lie of the devil or the lie of your own lust or the lie of your friends or the lie of religion in the world to the place that you believe the devil's lie rather than the truth of God. God help us. Adam and Eve tell their direct lie. What is their lie? An absolute direct contradiction of the word of God. That's what the lie was. The lie wasn't one of these little social lies. The lie wasn't one of these little white lies. The lie wasn't one of these little lies that you just don't want to get caught about something. This is a lie that directly contradicts the word of God. Brought the downfall of all mankind. Brought the curse upon the earth. Adam and Eve were excluded from the garden. An angel's put there with a sword to keep them from the tree of life. Lest they eat of it and live forever in their sin. Oh yeah. The devil's a liar, And God cannot lie. You know, if I could get those two things into your head today, I'd save you a whole lot of misery in the rest of your life. If I could honestly be sure that I put those two thoughts into your head, that God is the truth and the devil is a lie, and that from the rest of your life you wanted truth, you'd save yourself so much misery. Because you see, it didn't just stop with condemning the whole human race to sin. It didn't just stop with the death of the whole human race. It didn't just stop. It's gone on in all these sins and all these terrible things that are happening. Read out there in California. Some man, supposedly this 27-year-old, takes a little 5-year-old girl and rapes her and murders her. And yet some people are worried about the death penalty. If they give me 5 minutes with it and permission, I'll just take him out.
Amen.
It won't be a problem. I won't have a qualm of conscience about it. The wickedness in this world, how people are destroyed, how children are destroyed, how families are destroyed, how churches are destroyed by lies.
Amen.
I do sympathize with some of these stars, these Hollywood stars or political stars or sports stars, because a lot of people write a lot of lies about them. I'm sure they got enough bad things to say about them in reality, but they make up their lies, and they tell their lies, and they spread their lies. Do you know how hard it is to contradict a lie? You can't ever get it back. Once they've told this story on you, that's why you ought to keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
Some of you got loose mouths. You really do. You got real loose mouths. You ought to shut your mouth sometime to hope you don't tell a lie against one of your brothers. The devil's the accuser of the brethren. You shouldn't be the accuser of the brethren.
Amen.
God help us, because once you've told that lie and it's spread, where somebody else tells that juicy lie and somebody else tells that juicy lie and it keeps on going. See, I have a little bit of sympathy with it because I've been a preacher for almost 45 years. And you know what? I've had a lot of lies told on me. Lots of lies told on me by members of my own church. I've had lies told on me by jealous enemies. I've had lies told on me by other so-called preachers of the gospel. I had a dear brother come to my house one night with a couple of witnesses. And he came by and said, "Brother Lindell, we've heard this." And he told me the lie. Oh, it made me mad. I was a lot younger and meaner in those days. I want to know who told him. I want to know where it came from. They wouldn't tell me. They believe me. And it was just plain lies. They believe me. But how many people out there don't? How many people out there still believe what they heard at that time? You ought to watch your mouth.
Amen.
You ought to be real careful what you say, even when you're mad.
That's right.
When you're upset. When I've done something, or Steve's done something, or Brian's done something, or some of these other preachers have done something, and you don't particularly like it, you ought to watch your mouth. You just may be in the hands of the devil himself, who is a liar from the beginning and the father of lies, and you're doing his work. God have mercy upon us. Let's don't help the devil in his work.
Amen.
Yeah. Let's help God in his work.
Amen.
We ought to know which side we're on. I think about it sometimes. This gospel you're so used to hearing, this beautiful message of Christ upon the cross with the blood, and how if you'll repent of your sins and believe the gospel, you can be saved.
Amen.
And you sometimes disdain that as not a good message. Do you realize what all the world is listening to this morning? They're not listening to that. They're not hearing the gospel of the grace of God. They're hearing lies. And you've been taught so much truth, and you're so used to the truth that somebody preaches the truth and you put it down. God have mercy. You better realize how blessed you are.
Amen.
Just to have the gospel preached to you.
Amen.
And realize the majority of this world does not have that gospel preached to you. You may get used to a certain type of preaching or a certain type of style that you like. And if somebody doesn't put that style out, you may disdain it and put it down. You better watch out. Have you got the truth? Has somebody taken the time to give you the truth of God?
Amen.
Do you know the gospel, the free, good, sweet, loving gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? Most beautiful thing in the world.
Amen.
And by the way, it's more powerful than any scathing words that I could ever put out. I can be on my hardest. I can be on my best.
That's right.
Well, let's think about that a minute. There's a verse in Isaiah 53 and verse 6. Here is the truth of God. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. All we like sheep have gone astray. Do you realize how many people today, this morning, believe they have not gone astray? You realize how many people you can find? If you knocked on enough doors, if you talked to enough people, you're going to find people here, they're not sinners. They've always been a Christian. They've never needed to repent. They've never needed to come to God. They haven't gone on with it. They've always loved God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's a lie. It's a devil's lie. It's a religious lie. I was raised up. I remember being taught, good little boys go to heaven, bad little boys go to hell. I was raised up with that. Good little boys go to heaven, bad little boys go to hell. That's so reasonable. That's such a good teaching because it makes little boys want to be good. Oh, it sure should help society. And it's taught in church after church after church. But you know what it is? It's a lie of the devil. I don't care how good it looked. I don't care how it makes little boys better. I don't care what people think about it. It's a lie because the Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. Bible also says, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. You're here today and you are a sinner.
That's true.
Talked to a young teacher that I was her sponsoring teacher. She didn't sin big enough to need to repent. What she did wasn't sin. I could not make that girl a sinner. Therefore, she never got saved. And I hope she is now, but I haven't seen her in years. She was a good little girl. Yes, she was. She's a nice girl. Very pleasant girl. She was a good teacher. She was a crackerjack. One of the best I ever taught. But she had it in her head that she was a good girl and she kept the law and she did right and she didn't sin. But oh, my friend, I want you to know, God said all we like sheep have gone astray. There's not a person sitting in this room that hasn't gone astray. You have gone your own way and your way is always the wrong way. Why does it take faith to believe God? Because when he goes after you, he tells you to go away. It's not your way. It takes faith to go God's way instead of your way. It takes faith to say, God says this, I'll go this way. Here's what the Bible says. Here's what the one that cannot lie says. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. Now you better believe it. Look at another verse. One you know very well. Galatians 2:16. Turn to it. Galatians 2:16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law.
Right.
Man, that goes contrary to so many people. Do you realize in pulpits all across the country, in hearts and homes all across this country, they're saying, I keep the law. I live by the golden rule. I keep the Ten Commandments. I love the Lord. I am a good person because I do this and this and this, and I don't do this and this and this. That's the majority of religion. That's what the Muslims will tell you. That's what the Mormons will tell you. That's what the Jehovah's Witnesses will tell you. That's what all the religions out there, the Catholics will tell you. You got to keep the law. If you keep the law, you get your own righteousness. It's good people. It's good people that make it. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ, Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. There's not going to be one single human being in heaven because he kept the law.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Is that what the truth says? What does the devil say? Oh no, you can do it. Just use your willpower, man. Yeah. Start over right now. Turn over a new leaf. Quit your drinking. Quit your cussing. Quit your gabbling. Quit your doing whatever. Quit your fornicating. Quit your lying. You'll make it. You'll make it. That's what the religion is teaching out there. I want you people to be good. I want you to live a high life. I want you to live the standard right up here. And then maybe you'll make it. But none of them have any assurance. I'll tell you now, it's a lie of the devil because the truth of God is no flesh shall be justified by the law. Not you, not me, not them.
Right.
Another tremendous verse. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This is one of the biggest lies of the devil. Devil doesn't like this one. He perpetrates it out there. How many people in the United States believe that everybody that's sincere will make it to heaven? That's a lie of the devil.
That's right.
Why, surely, I have had people argue with me, surely God would not send those poor Africans to hell who never heard the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Surely my grandmother, she was a saint. If there ever was a saint, my grandmother was a saint. Did she believe in Jesus? No. Then she'll go to hell just like that molester of that child out there in California. God is the truth. He cannot lie. The devil is a liar. He was a liar from the beginning, and he's still lying all across the country. When are you going to wake up to the point not only to claim this is the Word of God, but how about believing the verse and just taking it? How about taking the truth that you find in it and say, that's the truth. I want to talk to you. Is this church right here, this Christian church right here, if God says it, will you do it? No, you won't. I'm an experienced pastor. I'm not young and inexperienced. I'm not a novice. Bless your heart. I've been on the high seas and I've been rode hard and put away wet. I want you to understand what a blessing it would be to your life if you would take God as the truth.
Amen.
And the devil as a liar. If you take God as impossible to lie and yourself a liar always. And know that your deceitful heart will continually deceive you. You know the last part of that verse? No man cometh unto the Father but by Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You hear me? No man. That means there's going to be no Buddhist in heaven. Did you hear me? You don't like that, do you? There are not going to be any Muslims in heaven. You don't like that either, do you? Hold on, me, a whole lot of Jews in hell, too. A whole lot of them. And some of your friends and family, because they believed a lie. God said, one way to God, Jesus' name.
Amen.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's the words of Jesus. That is the truth.
Amen. That's the truth.
Anything else is a lie. I don't care about your excuse. I don't care how good that person was to you. I don't care how much money they gave to charity. I don't care if they gave their lives in helping poor people in India. Without Jesus Christ, you don't stand a chance. That's the truth. Another verse. Hebrews 7:25. Verse 24 says, but this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He ever liveth.
Amen.
He has an unchangeable priesthood because he never dies. He's ever living to make intercession. Even if you blew it, he's there to intercede. Now that's God's word. That's the truth of God. And I don't know how many people out there who do not believe that. They believe the lie of the devil. He's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. There's your condition. Have you come to God through the name of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, by faith in Christ, have you been saved?
Amen.
Then God is able to save you to the uttermost, as far out as it goes, as much as it takes. That's the truth. The devil will tell you, no, you blew it last week. You're not saved anymore. You lied. You got drunk. You cursed. You're through. Well, it's a shame you did all those things. But if you came to God through Jesus Christ, I want you to know He's got the power to save you, and He will save you all the way down to the uttermost.
Amen.
If you ever get saved, it's for eternity. And once God claims you, you couldn't get out if you wanted to. How many lies do you listen to every week? Some of you are pretty sorry Christians, pretty sorry testimony. You know why? Because you listen to the lie of the world. You listen to the lie of the workplace. You listen to the lie of your friends. You listen to the lie of your own heart. Your own heart tells you it doesn't matter whether I go to church or not. God said, let us not forsake assembling ourselves together. So where'd the other come from? Must have been from the devil. Didn't come from God. Didn't come from God. God's going to give you the truth. God tells you about a faithful life. God tells you about living by faith. God tells you about sacrifice. God tells you about service. God tells you about a testimony. You ought to have one. Why don't you? You believe a lie. You'd rather believe the lie of your own wicked heart than the truth of God. You'd rather believe the lie of this world and the religion of this world than you would the Word of the living God. You know, it boils down very simple. The devil's a liar and a murderer. God cannot lie. And you make a choice every day, Christian friend. You make a choice every day which one you're going to believe. Some of you are so interested in television that you can't read your Bible. Some of you are so interested in movies, you don't have time for your Bible. Some of you love your magazines so much and your newspapers. Oh, did you think newspapers could possibly be wrong and sinful and a problem? Oh, yeah. There are a lot of people who read every page of every newspaper every day it comes out, and they don't ever touch their Bibles. Oh, and some of you are very spiritual. You just have computers with more pornography on it than anybody else. Amen? Don't give me that. You want the lies. Isn't that a shame? Doesn't it shame you to think, I love a lie more than I love the truth? I'd say half of your newspaper's lies.
That's right.
Half of your television's lies. Maybe 90% of your television's lies. Oh, would the internet ever give you a lie? Oh, come on, give me a break. Anybody here awake? Of course it will. This world is full of lies. Are we guaranteed this for 30 years? Absolute money back guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you won't have a problem. They're lying.
Right.
You ever tried them? You want to waste a little money? Write in, get something, open up the package, mess it up a little bit, send it back to them, ask for your money back. Oh, they'll give you so many excuses. I was building my house, and I went to the place that closed down, a little green place up there, you know, closed down, and I bought something. I went back to him. It didn't fit. It wasn't what I needed. I hadn't used it. I hadn't worked on it. He said, well, I want the receipt. Well, that receipt had been gone a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't turn it back without the receipt. So I stuffed it. But I quit buying there. You can't trust people's guarantees. And you can't trust what people tell you. Do you have anything you can trust? Anybody, anything you can trust? God. That's the only one you got. The only one you got. And you don't value it. What a shame. Some of you sitting here right today, you're lost. If you died right now, you would drop right straight off into hell. You wouldn't go ahead for a nice little judgment seat. You wouldn't go get out to purgatory and wait for a little while. You wouldn't go have a little bit of punishment. You just drop right off into hell. That's where you go. Waiting for the second resurrection and the great white throat judgment where you'd be cast into the lake of fire forever. That's where you go. You know what's keeping you out of hell today? One heartbeat. You're one heartbeat out of hell because you're not saved. You've never really repented of your sins. You've never taken Christ as your personal Savior. You've never trusted Him by faith. You're going to go to hell. The devil tell you, you got plenty of time. Shoot. You're going to live a long time. You got plenty of time. I don't know how many people, friends of mine, relatives of mine, died at 50. Bad year. If you're close to 50, you're in danger. A lot of people die. 49, 50, 51, 52, 53. That's bad year. I'm glad I'm past it. I've already made it to 65, almost 66. I'm not at 80 yet. And I'm not dead. Some of you think, well, I'm just 18. I'm just 18. Oh, I've seen 18-year-olds die. You hear about them on the news all the time. 18-year-olds die. Sometimes it's not even their fault. You know, you can be the best driver in town and have a drunk guy in a semi-truck cross the medium and squash you like a bug. You got any guarantees? Not a single one. Your only hope is the word of a true God. The word of a God that cannot lie. The word of a God that it's impossible for Him to lie. That's your only security in this life and in the next. Repent of your sins and ask Christ to save you because you don't have a chance otherwise. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Your religion cannot save you. It never will. Your good works, your being a good little girl or a good little boy cannot save you. You can't be good enough to pay for all the sins you committed since you were 3. You can't get saved by being good. You can't get saved by quitting drinking. You can't quit saved by quitting dope. You can't get saved by quitting lying. You have to get saved by trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Amen.
Because He's the only perfect one.
Yes.
He has the only remedy for sin. There's no other remedy. There is but one way. Muhammad cannot help you and Buddha cannot help you. And churches and religion cannot help you. You need a person, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the gospel. Christ, the Son of God, died upon the cross of Calvary in my place, in your place. Do you believe it? If you'll believe that truth, God will save your soul. If you believe what the world believes, you'll go to hell. The devil's a liar. That's his character. God is of the truth. Is truth, cannot lie. That's his character. You choose which one you'll believe. Over 44 years ago, I chose God. I don't have any regrets.
Amen.
I don't have any regrets. I've listened to the lies of the devil. I've lived by the lies of the devil in my life. Even since I've been a Christian, I've listened to the lies of the devil and done some of them, and I have lots of regrets. I don't regret ever taking Christ as my Savior.
Amen.
I don't regret ever trusting the Word of God. Oh, trusting the Word of God has cost me something, friend. I've paid a price for sticking by the Word of God, but I wouldn't give it up for anything. This world will let you down. You have one hope. That's the truth of God in Christ Jesus. We're going to sing number 249. Let's stand and sing it. This altar is open, Christian friend. If God's spoken to your heart, come on down here and pray.